Sukkah Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet Ha'osa Sukkaso Bein Ha'ilanos. If a person makes a sukkah between trees, the trees are acting as his walls. It doesn't even sound like we're dealing with the bark of the tree. We're actually dealing with a lot of branches in the tree also. And the Rav explains that the tree is very strong, that a regular ruach mitzuya wouldn't move the tree and wouldn't move the branches. And the Rav says that you'd actually have to fill in between the branches leaves and straw, and he doesn't say tie it together, although the Rav actually does say, towards the end of the Erevin we had this, the Rav there, speaking over there, where there were branches and trees, and the Rav says that in that case, you would have to tie it together as well, not just fill it up, because the klal is any mechitza that can't stand from a common wind is not considered a mechitza. But in this case, where it could, kshera, it's still kosher. And Tiferes Sol explains that the schach is not resting directly onto the tree, because if it was, there'd be a different problem. Because like the Magen Avraham says, if you did such a thing, then we're afraid that you may come and try to use the tree itself, the branches, as the schach itself. So therefore, let's say you're just using the wall of the tree, but the schach is resting on other types of things that are freestanding. Shluchei mitzvah p'tur min ha-sukkah. This is a sugya of people that are being sent to do a mitzvah, or anybody that's osik in a mitzvah is pater min a mitzvah, he's pater from sukkahs. The example the Gemara gives is, let's say a person's going to do pidyon shvuyim, he's going to redeem people that are captive, lo aleinu, or stam, he's going to do another mitzvah. So since he's osik in one mitzvah, he's pater from every other mitzvah, including sukkah. And the chiddush is not only while he's traveling is he pater from sukkah, but even at night when he goes to sleep, he's also pater from sukkah. So that means that during the day while he's traveling, he doesn't have to sit in the sukkah because he's traveling, but even at night he's pater. Why? The Mordechai says, because by the fact that sleeping at night allows him to go and rest and be able to do the mitzvah better, to do pidyon shvuyin, or be mekabel rabos, the other example that's brought. Since sleeping is helpful for that, so even the sleeping is considered oisik b'mitzvah. Tezis Yantav brings the Ramah that quotes the Ran, that this that your potter is dafka if there's a tircha to do the other mitzvah. But if you can do both, and there's no tircha to do both of them, you're supposed to do both mitzvahs, you're not potter. Mishnah continues, Cholenu misham shehen, a person that's sick, and this is not somebody that's really sick, even stam, a small sickness. Umisham shehen, and people that are taking care of somebody that's sick, ptur min ha-sukkah. They're both potter from the sukkah. A chol is potter because he's mitzar. And anybody that has any tzar is potter from the sukkah, whether or not it's because he's sick, whether or not because there's a bad smell outside, or because of mosquitoes or bees or whatever, he's potter. The Rav also brings that people that are on the way or people that are watching gardens, they're a banner of potter, because the Torah says, Teishvu ke'ein taduro. Person supposed to live in the sukkah the same way he lives in the rest of the house. And just like in a person's own house, if there's something that was in the room that made him uncomfortable, he would leave. So to a sukkah, he should leave as well. He does point out, but if a person would build his sukkah in a place where he would automatically be mitzar, like he builds it in a place where he knows that listim, their bandits and robbers are going to be there, whether it's during the day or night, he'd be afraid to eat or sleep there, then he's not yotze to the mitzvah even, because it has to be ke'ein dira, the same way that you live there. So the Rav did mention holchei drachim, people stam going along the way. Even if you're not going away for a mitzvah, stam you're being holchei drachim. People that are holchei drachim don't eat in their house while they're moving. So therefore holchei drachim are potter from a sukkah also. But that, it's not like shluchei mitzvah, it's stam a person's holchei drachim. He's on the road, he's potter from sukkah, he doesn't have to eat in the sukkah. But it's only during the day. If he's traveling during the day, he's potter during the day, but he has to eat at night. And vice and also, if he's traveling at night, he's potter at night, but he still has to eat during the day. That's what Taisi Sandov explains. And the Mishnah ends, Oichlin v'shoysin arai chutz l'sukkah. A person can eat and drink in a temporary fashion outside the sukkah. The Rav says, what's temporary mean? It means a small amount to get rid of his hunger when he has intention on having a suda later. The Tiferes Sol brings that means specifically that a person can have fruits and drinks as much as he wants. When it comes to bread, only an egg's worth, and foods that come from the five grains, if there's a kviyas, then he's chayv to eat in the sukkah.